This is World Religions Explained. I am your host, Kyle Cottle. Thank you for joining me today. Judaism started a little less than 4,000 years ago and is known as the first monotheistic religion. If you are unfamiliar with that term, it just means that you worship one single god, although this may be a bit misleading. Judaism is very old, so like other religions, it has gone through phases of different beliefs and rituals. It would seem that many of the early Jews actually believed that other gods existed. This doesn't mean that they worshipped other gods, but could acknowledge their existence. Many of them could be classified as henotheistic or monotristic. Again, many modern Jews do not have this same belief. They worship their god, whose name is Yahweh. There are actually many names of God, because he encompasses so much. But anciently, this was a main name. Their culture at the beginning definitely came from a polytheistic viewpoint. Reading through the Hebrew Bible, it is very clear that the Jewish prophets constantly fought against other religions, claiming that their gods were more powerful. In modern-day Western religions, monotheism is the norm. So you may not be able to fully comprehend how strange of an idea this was at the time. To reiterate, they were the first religion to believe that one God ruled over everything and was all-powerful. This was a very extreme idea at the time. Yahweh is not seen as any type of human like us, but some unknowable, powerful being that is everything or contains everything. Because he is all-powerful, he was able to create all that we know and see today. Judaism uses the Tanakh, or Hebrew Bible, as their main scripture. Christians would be more familiar with the name Old Testament. There is a little difference between the Old Testament and Tanakh, though, since the Old Testament uses certain books that Judaism sees as apocryphal. Or, in other words, something that isn't viewed as true, at least in a historical sense. The Tanakh is separated into three sections. The first section is the Torah, meaning teachings. Another name it is known by is Pentateuch, or the five books of Moses, since it is believed that the prophet Moses wrote them. This section contains a law. The law was given by God, and is what the Jews lived by at the time. The next section is called the Nevi'im, meaning prophets. These are writings of various Jewish prophets and their dealings with the wickedness of the world. The last section is called the Ketuvim, meaning writings. This consists of poems and theology, which gives life lessons through stories and bits of advice. One other sacred text Jews use is the Talmud. The Tanakh was written and put together from around 1000 BC to 100 BC, whereas the Talmud was put together from around 100 BC to 700 AD. The Talmud clarified the laws in the Torah. This is because thousands of years had passed and many of these laws needed clarification and updating. The Talmud is essential for how Jews practice the law today. Because of this, some Jews consider it equal importance to the Torah. Abraham is seen as a father of Judaism. This is because God spoke to Abraham and told him that through his seed, all nations would be blessed. They were to be a chosen people that were favored of God. Abraham was supposedly lived around 4000 BC. Abraham and his wife were very old, but Jehovah blessed them with a miracle son named Isaac. Isaac had a son named Jacob. And Jacob, who eventually changed his name to Israel, had 12 sons who created individual tribes. Through all of this, their numbers grew and grew, showing that the covenant Abraham made with God was coming true, that his seed was blessed. Joseph, a son of Jacob, or otherwise known as Israel, brought his family to Egypt, and they became prosperous through his ability of interpreting dreams. Moses is another major name in Judaism. He lived in Egypt around 400 years after this prosperity for the sons of Israel, or the time that Joseph brought them all to Egypt. By this time, the leaders in Egypt weren't acquainted with what Joseph had done for them 400 years prior. Because of this, the descendants of Abraham were put into servitude. No longer were they seen as near equals. Moses led a revolution. He led the children of Israel, meaning those who were a descendant of Jacob, or in other words, Israel, out of Egypt. His goal was to reap the benefits of Abraham's covenant and receive their rewards for being part of the chosen seed. One of the promises that God made to Abraham was the right to specific lands. The children of Israel were en route or en route to this land. It took them 40 years to get there, according to the Torah. As with many numbers in scripture, it isn't assumed that these were actual amount of years by scholars, or if the exodus out of Egypt even happened, but traditionalists may argue that point. One major thing that Moses did was to bring about the law in which the Jews would follow. These laws consisted of a variety of topics, from how to sacrifice animals, to punishments for breaking laws, to who had what responsibilities within the religion. There were countless rules seen in the Torah. These rules were made to keep the Jews focusing on Yahweh. Everything they did was in similitude of him and were a symbol of him. So if weird laws like don't plant your field with two types of seed seem random, they have symbolism to it, such as not combining good and bad. Although Abraham is the founder of Judaism, Moses created what it has become and is seen as the central Jewish figure. The Jews eventually reached the promised land without Moses. This land was called Canaan, and they conquered it. After conquering it, they divided it into 12 sections, representing the 12 tribes of Israel, or the 12 sons of Israel, or Jacob. They had judges who ruled them at the time, or in other words, military leaders. Different judges had different roles depending on the time and circumstance. Eventually, around 1000 BC, they established a king and brought all of Israel together. This happened under King David, who helped make Israel a legitimate world power. Unfortunately, this didn't last long. The decline of Israel started during David's son, Solomon's reign. Eventually, Israel got completely taken over. The Jewish prophets claimed it was because they had turned away from Yahweh, and it was punishment. This is actually where the term Jew came from. One of the 12 tribes of Israel was named Judah. They were taken into captivity by Babylonians, while the other tribes were taken over and scattered. Judah was a tribe still intact, so eventually the religion became Judaism, while the people were known as Jewish. Israel has never returned to what it once was, but Jews do believe that a descendant from King David will come to eventually restore Israel back to its glory. One important thing for Jews were places of worship. The earliest Jewish prophets spoke to Yahweh on mountaintops or made shrines to communicate with him. During Moses' time, they had a tabernacle. A tabernacle was basically a religious worship building that was able to be set up and taken down as they traveled. As time went on and they actually established a kingdom, they decided to build a temple. The temple would remain in one place since a physical kingdom was now established. The temple was built a little after 1000 BC by King Solomon. Remember, King David's son. Unfortunately, this temple was destroyed 400 to 500 years later, but was rebuilt not long after that. These religious centers were where they performed sacred rituals and could talk to God. These religious centers became bigger and more complex. These places always became the center of their worship. After Solomon's Second Temple was destroyed in 70 AD, synagogues became the main place of worship for Jews. Unlike places of worship in antiquity, synagogues are much more available for the general public to attend and learn. The leader of the synagogue is called a rabbi. Judaism is a covenant faith. Just like their founder Abraham, they make covenants with God. They promise to keep his law, and he blesses them. Also, from its roots, it has become a communal and family religion. It is very big on communities and groups working together to create pe a people of God. Once a girl turns 12 or a boy turns 13, they have a bat mitzvah or a bar mitzvah, respectively. This is a ceremony showing that they are now responsible for themselves and are able to take responsibility in the community. One thing many people know about Judaism is their strict dietary laws. They can eat animals with cloven hooves or ones that chew their own cud, such as cows, cattle, and sheep. They cannot eat or even use products from animals such as pigs or camels. Seafood is all right as long as they have scales, so things like crabs and lobster are out of the question. Fowls are generally permitted, while reptiles and insects are not. Fruits and vegetables are also permitted. There are many other laws within all of these rules and restrictions, but we won't get into them all because it could take us all day to discuss it. Remember that all of these laws should be in some way or another pointing to God and make them as a group closer to Him. Judaism is also very big on purification rituals. They have different rituals for different circumstances. Most of the rituals involve some sort of washing hands or pouring water on themselves as symbolism of cleanliness. Many also wear certain clothing, such as a yarmulke, it's that little hat you see them wearing, as a symbolic action. Anciently, you were supposed to cover your head in the presence of royalty. God is the highest of royalty, therefore you cover your head in his presence. As we can see from all of these things, Judaism is very big on becoming closer to their God through symbolism. They also have different celebrations in memory of important events in their history. They believe in an afterlife, but it is pretty ambiguous. Obviously, they are striving for something better in the next life, but there are different views on what will actually happen. It is just agreed upon that it will be something amazing if you followed the law of the Torah and something not so good if you didn't. So to clarify this point, being Jewish means that you are a descendant from Abraham. Just like Abraham had his son Isaac, Isaac had Jacob, Jacob had his 12 sons, and through that Moses and many, many other people. But it doesn't have to be in connection with religious practices. You can be part of Abraham's seed, but not follow the religion. But you can also practice Judaism and not be Jewish. I know that's confusing for a lot of people. So remember, being Jewish means you are a descendant from Abraham. Practice Judaism does not mean you have to be Jewish because Judaism is the religion. I hope you found this podcast enlightening and informative. Let me know if you have any questions or comments. My email is in the description below. So let me know if there's anything major that I missed that you're dying for people to know and to understand. And let me know if you have any further questions that you would like me to clarify. And I hope that I can do that and I can put an effort to study and answer your question. And I want to thank you for listening. And hope you have a great rest of the day.